The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show. It's a beautiful Thursday morning in downtown Corinth. We're in the Super Talk radio station with our friend Dr. Phil. I'm Tommy Wilson, director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with three of my great friends today. Bobby Capps, who is the director of biblical counseling at Crosswind Ministries on Tate Street, but he's also the director and leader of our biblical counseling at the Freedom Center, and he's also our personal counselor, so we use him a lot. And then Wesley Jackson, who's director of the Freedom Center, is with us, and today we got a guest with us just filling in a spot, and he is my nephew, Tyler Wilson.
Hey!
Yeah. So we're excited about Tyler being with us for a little while this morning. But Wesley, the Freedom Center is open, and we've been open. We're on our third year, and you got beds.
We got beds. Yeah, and that anyone out here who's listening, this is our plea to you. If you've got a loved one or someone you know that's in the ditch and needs a rope thrown to them, here's where that starts. CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Get their name and phone number to us if they're even open to having help, and we'll get in touch with them, and we want to be part of the journey. We have several beds open right now, Tommy, and we'll take them in immediately if everything works out.
So if you want help today, if you're tired of living that way, or if you're tired of just life in general, you can go forward by going to our webpage, Corin Freedom Center. Click on the Get a Help button and go forward. Wesley will get in touch with you. And look, not only our program, we have so many outlets. Yeah. Wesley has carried four guys to a program over in the last week. He has helped somewhat like 20-something also already this year get into programs and things. So we will help you get into a program that fits your need if it's possible.
Yeah.
So, and if you're ready to do it, the key is, Wesley, when a person gets ready.
Well, that's it. And sometimes, you know, and oftentimes we get calls from family members saying, I want my family member to get help. And that's all well indeed. But sometimes that family member going to the person and extending that line of help out, like, look, we're going to walk through this with you. We'll help you get into a program. We're going to be there when you get out. Know that the opportunity is available. Sometimes folks are just out there fighting and surviving to make it each and every day, and they don't realize that there's a network of people that's willing to stand behind them if they'll start to try to get help. You know, oftentimes you see families, it's kind of like, well, I've washed my hands of him, Tommy. He's burnt too many bridges, and rightfully so in a sense, because obviously we burn a lot of bridges in our mess. But it means something when that family says, well, if you're willing to get help, I'll help you. But you know, the family has to have some boundaries in that.
So we want to help. CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Go to that webpage and start the process. But now we got to have the person that's in trouble, the person that wants to get help. Wesley has to speak to them. All right. Well, listen, Wesley, we got Tyler with us about a year ago. No, how long ago? What year? When did we carry you to God's House of Hope?
Was it April?
It was April of last year. Hmm.
So a year ago, Tyler Wilson was, you was in jail.
Yeah.
Been sitting there for a little while.
About 2 months.
The future looked dim. And you got to a point that you wanted to do something different.
That's right. Yeah.
And so you go to God's House of Hope in Kilmichael. And tell us the process of that, Tyler. What happened to you?
Hey, God's House of Hope.
Yeah.
Well, I came in and was ready to take whatever they had for me, and just got involved with worship, got involved with reading my word, accepted correction and discipline as it came. You know, it didn't always feel good. I didn't always want to, but I did. And just working through anger, working through temperance, and just learning to just really give to God and to trust God and to devote my life to Him enough to trust that if I make decisions based on Him and knowing Him and knowing that He knows me, that it would work out for me. So, and in that, you know, He's took care of me. He's just renewing my mind.
So you stayed there how long, Tyler?
I ended up there for a year. I graduated in November.
But you stayed on a little extra time. Tell them where you're at now.
I am at Safe Haven right now. I'm working full-time with contracting, saving up. I'm looking for an apartment. Going to church at the Bridge, just staying involved, staying filled, staying seeking Him day in, day out. And
yeah, you got paint on your hands and early, like you're working. So, well, that's new, Tyler. Yeah. But Wesley just said, you know, when we get to a point of we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you got to get to that point. And it's been fun, Bobby, watching this young man, because for years and years and years now, we've offered help.
Yeah.
Tyler, would you say you ran from that help a lot of times?
Well, yeah, I always felt like I could definitely beat my way around it. I guess I wasn't at the end of my rope yet. I wasn't to that point that I needed to be in order to see that Jesus Christ is the only way to make it in life, to do anything successful, and that, and just be delivered from the lie that I should just get high and go in and out of prison and jail for the rest of my life, you know, and just not care. I was delivered from that, so.
Yeah, and so the so what we get to watch in Tyler is the fruit of the renewed mind, which is called a transformed life. God says that that we're transformed, we're literally changed, we're metamorphosed, if you've listened to your preacher preach that sermon, by the renewing of our mind. And so his mind believed all this nonsense, foolishness. Mm-hmm. God taught his mind something new. And literally just God teaching his mind something new transformed who he is and how he is, what he thinks, how he sees life, how he sees people, how he sees work, how he sees everything is transformed because God has taught his mind things, the things that he should have been seeing all along. Amen.
So, Bobby, now on today, on the next segment coming, I want to talk about that verse in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 7, I fought a good fight, I've run the race. But at the end of it, he says, I've kept the faith. Mm. So Tyler's, you know, just starting his journey. There are going to be days coming that he has to face some things, and we're going to court today. But as you face battles, and yesterday was a tough day for us, we lost one of our alumni brothers. One of our other guys left the program. And then some other things go on, and it was just a tough day. But, and so I got to thinking, how do you continue to go on? You know, phone keeps ringing, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night even I got home, 10 o'clock, 10:30, somebody's calling about something here downtown. But how do you continue on? And I want to answer that question. I want Tyler to hear that question coming up. Because, you know, we all face things. Mm-hmm. Life's tough. The death of a family, death of a friend, loss of a job, loss of income, financial trouble, whatever, legal trouble, whatever that may be. You know, just raising a family. I'm watching my daughter raise. Her and Kirby's got three kids, you know, like 7, 4, and 15 weeks old. And, you know, it's fun to watch. But it's also tough for family. So I want to answer that question. I want to talk about that verse, Bobby. We get to do this show because of our sponsors. We're thankful. You know, Wesley, we just come off of a emotional, spiritual high weekend. Just unbelievable weekend when we celebrated 20 years of Living Free.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you to the community. Thank you to the folks that we're thankful for that. And we're beginning the next 20 years. And I mean, I'm so excited because the Lord has put the foundation together and he's building. And we're thankful for what we get to do. But we get to do this radio show every year. We're in our fourth year, I think. And that's hard to believe. That's I just went back to June the 30th of 2022 and found Brad Johnson's radio show.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know how to post that or send it to the family so maybe I can get Alex to show us. Shout out to Alex Sellers Media. He helps us in a lot of things. But we get to do this radio show because of our sponsors and things. And Wesley, I want to always announce my wife as a sponsor, Wilco Real Estate Team. That team, led by my wife, my daughter, they'll help you for any real estate needs. My friend Bart Dorn at Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo, for any pharmacy needs in Tishomingo, use our friends at Gatlin's Pharmacy. Bart and Dawn is supporters, and we're thankful for that. Man, Tyler's going to court. You know who's helping us? Nick Bain.
Yeah.
We're thankful for Nick Bain. Nick's a friend, but he also helps us with our guys. So, and he's a sponsor of a radio show. Thank you, Nick. You can name the rest of them.
Yeah, also we have Outpost Outdoors up there in Pickwick that came on in the last 6 months. Thankful for them. Daniel Author and the local Subways supported us through the conference.
Yeah.
Brought us a meal there one day. We're always thankful for their support there. They've been a big part of what we do since the beginning. Hudson Window Solutions, Perry and his group out of Boonville down there for all your window needs. Crosswind Ministries, Living Free Ministries, Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet all support our show.
I need to throw in, we're having a big tent sale there at the mattress store. I mean, starting in the morning. So, man, we'd love for you to come by. A lot of people's been buying mattresses, so we're thankful for that. But, man, everything in the store is going to be on sale starting today and this weekend. You're going to see the big tent go up hopefully today. But, look, come by. Enjoy the Memorial Day. We'll grab you a mattress. It's going to be on sale. You got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get them deals. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, They know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment of our show, Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with Wesley Jackson, Director of Freedom Center, Bobby Capps, Director of Biblical Counseling in our community. I guess we could say that. And then we've got Tyler Wilson here. Tyler's my nephew. Tyler's a guy that God's moving and doing some special things in his life. So he's here with us today. But Bobby, we wanted to talk. I wanted to use the verse out of 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I think it's verse 7. I'm sorry I didn't have it turned. But it says, I've fought the good fight. I've run the race. And I've kept my faith. And I understand about running the course. You know, I understand about I've fought a good fight. But at the end of that, he says, I've kept my faith. And my question yesterday through the hard day we had yesterday is how? Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just read some scripture out of Acts 20. Wesley just had some scripture out of Romans. And stuff. So we was kind of answering that. But Tyler, as a young guy in his faith, and he's facing a lot of things. He's in a transition home, just trying to get started, trying to get his driver's license and things. So he's facing a lot of uphill battles. But even in them hard days, when we get a phone call, one of our alumni brothers has been killed in a car wreck. Yesterday during group meeting, after group meeting, we see a guy that just leaves. You know, I feel like, you know, he ran from getting help, okay? I used the illustration last night, Bobby, that, you know, it's in counseling, it's almost like the counselor's been to your house and opened your mail and read your mail before you got here. And so, you know, I'd get mad if he was at my house this afternoon, read my mail and said, hey, here it is. But look, how do we continue on? How do we keep the faith to because today's Thursday. Today's a new day. And how do we get up and continue to do the things we do?
Well, and to use this also in another angle, right, is like even when the Lord talks about the devil who walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may desire, here's what he says next. He says, resist him, how? Standing firm in your faith. Keep the faith. That's the only way to resist the devil. And so, like, what does even that mean? So, well, what is the faith? The faith is what I've come to believe that about God and about me and about his faithfulness and his promises and who he is. And so keeping the faith is me to say, okay, I don't care. I've been crushed and persecuted and perplexed and knocked down and I just have despaired for my life, but I'm his. You know, and he's mine. And Paul said in this one passage, listen, we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired even of life itself. So why? Indeed, we felt we'd received the sentence of death. You know, sometimes it's just like, man, I can't take this anymore. And listen what he says. He says, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but God, to keep the faith. That's it. You know what I mean? And so you can say, okay, so think about this. Well, for a year and a quarter, Tyler can say, the only thing that I've done is I've just kept the faith. The Lord revealed himself to me and I've kept the faith, you know, and I'm doing whatever I can do. And you can say, and for 30 years, I've kept the faith. And Wellesley can say for 7 years, I've kept the faith. You know what I mean? It's like, and what else has happened? Nothing. I ain't got nothing else going on. You know what I mean? And what does it mean to keep the faith? And, well, I just kept believing that God is who he says he is, and he'll do what he said he'll do, and that he's on my side, you know? And if God is for me, who can be against me? And that's keeping the faith.
Well, I think, and this is what I said last night at Grace Chapel, that sometimes when I have that time, or when I'm going through some hard days, I always go back to the day I got saved. Mm. Always. Mm. And sometimes it's a picture of me just kind of looking over in that horrible pit that he pulled me up out of in Psalms 40. And, you know, and that gives me energy today. That gives me hope that, hey, I'm at a different place in life and I've got a purpose now. So that's me keeping my faith. And that's the reason, like, today we can get up and do what we're supposed to. We had, you know, the next Tyler Wilson, the next Bronson Farr, whoever it could be, is we're going to have an opportunity today to help somebody.
Mm.
And if I have a self-pity party, and if I just go home, if I stay laid up for 2 or 3 days in isolation, I missed that opportunity.
Mm.
Now, God's probably going to use somebody, but, you know, I had an opportunity to help somebody today. And so that's the reason, that's one of the passions I have, that I have to continue to go forward.
There are days, as you know, in life and in ministry, but just in life, talking to our radio audience, where you're just overwhelmed, and you just think you can't take it anymore, and you're not sure. I mean, you can feel like the wheels are coming off the bus and you're falling apart. And it is those days where the faith is the thing. It's the rock you stand on. I mean, it's like, it's the only place to go. And maybe in that following morning, you'll wake up and his mercies will be new and you'll be refreshed. And maybe that'll just be another horrible day. You know what I mean? But like, read that Acts 20 passage, Wes. And what? But in Acts 20, Paul's summarizing his ministry there at Ephesus, and he's kind of doing a swan song with the elders there. And listen to how he characterizes his ministry there.
He says this, and this is Acts 20, verse 22, moving forward. "And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God."
That's it. Doesn't move me. No. I know tomorrow's going to be rough. I know I'm facing a lot of uphill climbing, but doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't move me because I've been captured by this guy who's going to keep me. Oh, you know what I mean?
That's it. Tommy said a mouthful when he said you can just lay there and get down on yourself.
Yeah.
But Paul said, "I go in the Spirit," yeah, knowing that hard times are ahead of, yeah, me. Hard times are now, and God's still on the throne, and he's going to testify,
yeah,
of his goodness and of his gospel, and that chains are going to be broken and people are going to be saved. And that's one of the things I think about in my journey is the Lord saved me. That day you refer to it, that moment Polly referred to in her talk the other night, was I go back to that because that was the moment that changed everything. And we get to be part of folks' moments oftentimes, and that's what helps me to keep my faith. When you see another guy have that moment and you see it change, and it's like God's using me now for his will and for his purpose instead of myself, how I used it for,
yeah,
the garbage of my old life.
Well, I was thinking about David when he was going out to fight the giant. He'd already fought the bears. Mm. He'd already fought the lions.
Yeah.
He'd already done all that. He'd already been through the things. Last night, coming home from Grace Chapel, and shout out to Dr. Pratt and that crew on Wednesday nights. That's our home church on Wednesday night, and we're thankful for Dr. Pratt. But look, coming home last night, Maria said you was going through that list, and I thought, dang, we've been through a lot. We've already been through a lot. And, you know, and here we are years into it now. Me and her's 30 years into our relationship, 20 years of living free, you know, and things. So God's preparing you to go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I look at David going out to fight Goliath.
Sure.
And he tells Saul, never fear. I don't forget how it goes there, but your guy go out and stuff. And that's who we are each day. We go out.
The fourth man in the fire, you know, I love it when the three Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, listen, you know, our God's going to spare us. And if he don't, we don't care. You know what I mean? We don't care. You know what I mean? It's like, and we're going to make it through this. And if we don't, you know, and I was telling Jack yesterday, and I was a bit overwhelmed by Jason leaving and Brad dying and just life and a bunch of tough cases. And I tell Jack, you know, I tell people it's okay to break down until it's you. You know what I mean? And I said, I've just been
don't
like,
feel okay.
And I told her, I mean, I said, you know, I've just been upset all day and I just feel like I'm, you know, really wiped out. And you know, it's like, you're just like, man, you know, you get overwhelmed, man. And sometimes it eats your lunch. And the thing is that like, it isn't about like how I'm taking the day. It is that the Lord who has me, you know, and sometimes he leads me besides the still water to restore my soul and makes me lay down in green. And sometimes he meets me in the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Doesn't take me out of it, but he's with me and his rod and staff, he comforts me. And so the deal is, it doesn't really matter. I mean, whether I have a good day or a bad day, I have a shepherd who's good to me and who cares for my soul. And that is what it is to keep the faith.
Yeah.
I actually believe that. It actually is true. You know, and whether or not I'm feeling it right now, you know, whether or not I'm feeling overwhelmed or, you know, like I can't go on, it doesn't matter. Because the God who has... So here's one of the lines. Doesn't really matter, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm confident that he's able to keep that which I've delivered unto him against that day. Right?
Yeah.
That's it. You know. Well, and so bring it on. You know, life is tough.
The verse I was trying to share was David said in his verse 32 in that chapter, "Let no man's heart fail on account of him."
Yeah.
Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
There you go.
So are we going to get up each day and be a servant?
Yeah, that's it.
We go into battle each day, servant.
That's right.
So that's who we are. We got to take a break. We're coming back. We're the third segment in a minute. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after-school programs. We provide no-cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment today. Our show is titled Hope, and that is our message. We want to bring hope into your life today. We want to share hope. We used to be dope dealers. Now we're hope dealers. So that's who we are. And I'm thankful for that. 26 years ago tomorrow, I gave my life to Christ at East Boonville Baptist Church on a Sunday afternoon. Didn't understand what was going on, but I knew I was at a place in life that something had to be better than where I was at. And I pleaded with this God that the pastor had been preaching on for a few weeks. And that's the first time I'd been to church. And I asked that pastor, I said, if this God's real, I need him in my life. And Bobby, 26 years later, I can tell you this, he radically changed my life. He radically gave me a purpose. It's not about, he cleaned me up from the drugs and alcohol, and I'm thankful for that, but it's more about what he gave me to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for that, and praise the Lord for that. And I'm thankful for the last 26, but I'm more excited about the next 26. And today we're talking about a verse out of 2 Timothy. I have fought a good fight, I've run the course, and I've kept my faith. And we talked about that through the second segment there, and just knowing what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think it was you this week in a group, you talked about maybe in Psalms 24 or somewhere where you said that the psalmist just said, "Where are you, God?" You know, some days we feel like that. God, have you just abandoned me, or are you real today, God? Are you listening to me today?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at?
Yep.
And through that, how to work through that, and how to keep my faith.
That was good memory, but it was dyslexic. It's actually Psalm 42. And so, you know, I mean, one of the great things about the Psalms is, you know, most of the Bible is a God talking to us. The Psalms are God teaching us how to talk to him. And one of the things that you find in the Psalms is these guys are really frustrated. They don't know where God is. Where are you? Have you, are you sleeping? You know, one of the Psalms says, are you sleeping? You know, it's like, my tears are begging me in Psalm 42. It says, my tears beg the question. And here's the question, where is God? You know, and so sometimes we just feel alone. We're not alone. And even in that psalm, which is a wonderful psalm, Psalm 42 and 43 are kind of fit together, but it says this, why are you downcast, O my soul? And then he talks to his soul, and he says, hope in God.
Yeah.
For yet again I will praise him. I'm not praising him now, but I will, because he's the God of my salvation. I'm going to keep the faith, even though I don't know where he is. I can't feel him. My tears are flooding. You know, my tears are begging the question, where even are you? And many of us have felt that, you know. And the thing is, but I do have a faith that I believe that whether or not I'm feeling it or not, he's still there. And I actually believe it. And not only do I believe it, I depend on it. And it's the only rock I have to stand on. Jesus said to Peter, when his disciples, when they were all these people were leaving, he goes, well, where, he goes, are you going to go too? And they go, we ain't got no place else to go. You're the only place we can go.
Well, that's, you're talking about that Psalms, and it seems like he's at a lonely spot. As I read 2 Timothy 4 after I got home last night, It really seems like that Paul's in a lonely place. Sure, he's in a dungeon,
absolutely,
and stuff. And there's a lot of days, even within a ministry where you're leading a Freedom Center, Living Free, Crosswind, or out here leading a church, or maybe you're just a strong Christian at your workplace. Some days it seems we're by ourselves.
Remember the one where he said, "Send Barnabas to me. I don't have anybody left." You know, it's like everybody's gone.
Yeah.
And he was lonely and overwhelmed. And, you know, it's just like, and the Lord, why would the Holy Spirit put that in the scripture to let us know that this guy who we think is the greatest Christian besides Jesus that ever lived also is lonely, also is overwhelmed, also is despairing even of his life, also is persecuted and, but not crushed, is afflicted in every way. And so, like, but he says, what? My life ain't nothing, man. I'm just here to do what God put me here to do.
Well, and we get an opportunity to go in a lot of jails. And Tyler, let me ask you this question. You've been in many zones. You've been in, I'm sure, some large zones, some small zones, pods or whatever they want to call them. But I would even think in a place where you're in jail, you can feel like you're the loneliest guy there, or you're the only guy there. And in that letter, Paul's writing out, man, get to me as soon as you can. What's it like when a family member visits you or comes see you? Can you be lonely in a jail cell, Tyler?
Lonely in a jail cell, definitely.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're there by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, but what about even out here in what we call the free world? Do you feel some days you're by yourself now?
You can, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like I'm fighting this loneliness sometimes. And through that, how am I keeping my faith? How am I going to cling to my faith? Mm-hmm. I always go back to the day I got saved.
Mm-hmm.
I just go back to the day I got saved. I see what God's done in my life. I mentioned it last night that We walked through my dad's death, her mom's death, some things with her kids, and then Bronson's death. So we've been through some things together. And, you know, I can look back and through, as David looked back and seen where he fought the bears, the lions, and things to fight the Goliaths, God prepared us for this day. And am I going to be a servant? Am I going to get up and go serve him today?
I think, Tommy, one of the things that sticks out with me in all of that conversation is that early on in our faith, we have to learn how to fight differently. We've been out in the streets fighting the way that men fight, and so we have to fight from a place of on our knees and on our face and on a place of dependency to the Lord, and that's a learned journey. But in that whole early seasons of life, like you said, you learn to fight the bears, you learn to fight the lions, and God shows you that he will prevail in all of those fights. And as we go through those fights, we learn to be more dependent upon God. And so as you get deeper and deeper in the walk, I'm starting to see that, you know, I can flash back to those other battles I've had, and God was faithful in those moments, and God held true in those moments, and he got me and propelled me to the place that I am today. And so if he did it then, I know he'll do it again. And if he did it then, he had his reasons why it happened like the way it happened, and I can trust him in that.
Yeah.
And I don't got a waver from that.
And I want to pick up on this theme, because you guys are literally acting out Psalm 42. So, like, it has two things that it remembers. One is it remembers what you're saying, Tommy. I just remember that he saved me. My mind always goes back to that. And he says in the psalmist, you remember back when I grabbed a hold of you. Mm-hmm. And then what you're saying is the other thing that he says, remember the faithfulness of God. Yeah. And so listen to Jeremiah. Listen to this. Now he's talking to the Lord. He's upset. You have moved my soul far from peace. I have forgotten my prosperity. I have said, my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my roaming and the wormwood and the gall. It's just this deep bitterness in my soul. My soul still remembers and it sinks within me. Listen, but this I recall to mind, and therefore I have hope that through the mercies of the Lord we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And that's it for me. You know, the rock that we stand on is Christ. But it's not Christ like this this non-living version of Christ. It is the faithful Christ who owns me, who bought me, who I'm his and he's mine, and no matter what's going on in my world over here, his faithfulness to me is the thing that comforts me, no matter how I'm feeling.
That's good. Jared Hight came out and spoke with the guys the other day, and here's one of his main messages. They were telling him this. I wasn't able to sit in on the group, but he said this: remember your why.
Yeah.
Remember your why. It's our why that drives us. Why do I get up and do this? Why am I here? And our why is rooted in the fact that God placed us here and God purposed us to be here so that he'd be glorified through what he's done in our lives and what he's allowing us to do now and what he's still doing in our lives. And that's the why. It's like, that's why you get up and do it, because he did it for me and he'll do it for the next guy. And you've seen him do it. And that's the why for me.
I was going to say, for me, you know, and he asked about being lonely now, but I can't find myself being upset or even offended or angry, whatever it is, worried, and just find myself remembering that there is a God in heaven, and that's who I'm trying to please, and that's who's with me, and I can feel a lot of that fall off of me. In that.
Yeah, good. That's it. He's faithful one.
Well, that's it. And I was thinking, as y'all, we've been talking this whole time, I looked up the scripture because I rest my hat on this oftentimes, because what you said, Tommy, earlier is I got to remember it's about him and not me, and I can get in that ditch of thinking it's about me. And here's what Paul said in Colossians. This is 1 verse 15. It said, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, dominion, or principalities, or powers. All things were created through him and for him.
Yep.
And he is before all things, and in him all things consists, you know, it's about
we're
him.
We're good. That's right. We're good in him.
Well, you know, Tyler just starting off. I mean, how old are you, Tyler?
29.
You've been in and out of trouble since you was
15, probably, maybe. 15, anything, you know, worth talking about, yeah.
Yeah, but so life had been rocky and stuff, but a year ago, a little over a year ago, Bobby called a year and a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. a year and a quarter ago. And he's from out west. So, but a year and a quarter ago, life changed for you. Now you're learning to keep your head up.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and Bobby showed me that verse, I think, of Psalms 2 or 3 years ago. It's the God that's the lifter of your head. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like he puts your hand upon your chin,
yep,
and just raises it up.
Lifts it up,
and,
man.
And stuff. And that's who it is. It's him who lifts our head. It's him that can allows me to have my faith. And in a lot, it's him that gives me that passion each day to go and be a servant.
Absolutely.
So, guys, we're going to be at Living Free Ministries tonight, 6 o'clock. My friend Joe Blackley is going to be there. He's going to bring a friend. We're going to have a meal afterwards. You're invited. 6 o'clock, Living Free Ministries. We meet on Monday and Thursday nights, but I'd invite you tonight. Let me give you this phone number. I didn't do it. 662-603-9829 for any text messages about the show, or if you need help, just text that and I'll get you a phone number that somebody can help you. Listen, anytime. If you're out of town or you know somebody that's out of the radar distance here, you can listen to us online, supertalk.fm Corinth, anywhere in the world. We're here every Thursday morning, 9:06. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our last segment.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922.
You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carm, Mississippi. It's springtime. Baseball season started. College basketball is finishing up. Camping season's beginning. It's the best time of the year. It's also a great time to buy a new mattress or a new piece of furniture. Don't forget, we are your bounce house and water slide headquarters. Come see us or just call us. And folks, you know you have to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get them deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Welcome back, everybody. Tommy and Tyler had to leave, and so we're glad. We're just going to wrap it up. This is a wonderful subject, and there's none of us that haven't just suffered, you know, and just felt like the battle's uphill this week or maybe even this year, you know. And those of us who have been walking with the Lord, as Paul said, this was done so that I would learn to trust him. This was done so that I would learn that he's everything I need. This was done so that I would learn to rely on him wholly. And even Paul's great story about his own weakness, where he had this messenger of Satan that was buffeting him, and you know, that whole story, the whole storyline is that God said, no, he's going to keep messing with you, and here's why. Because I need you to be weak, because then you'll know I'm strong. And so now then Paul says, I glory in my weakness, you know. Yeah. It's like, so what happens is that if the Lord's laid you up and he's made you weak, his purpose in it always is that you'll continue to know in every circumstance that he is your, you can depend on him. He's faithful. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this, you know, Tommy said, let's talk about this verse that says, I kept the faith. And of course, I'm a San Diego Padres fan, as all good Christians are. And one of their little logos is mottos is keep the faith. You know, so I've got this t-shirt that says keep the faith. And of course, they mean keep the faith in us, even though we stink, you know. please keep buying tickets, you know, because we're horrible, but you know, maybe, you know, don't abandon us. But the difference with God is that God's faithful. He never stinks. And he's trying to get us to like quit depending on ourselves and quit depending on a good day and quit running after things like feel good. You know, it's like, well, I just want to be happy. Well, good luck with that. I mean, the world's a little bit tougher than that. Mm-hmm. You know, and some days you're not only not going to be happy, but it's going to be horrible. Yeah. And guess what? God didn't go anywhere, man. He's faithful. And that's the key. In the world of suffering, And if you've ever read the New Testament, read it over again, just thinking about how much God mentions about suffering. In the world of suffering, He's faithful. He's faithful to us to care for our souls during suffering, to put us one with another. I love how he said that he goes, you know, I was wiped out and perplexed, but God brought Timothy to me and it comforted me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like God brings us our friends. You know, even this particular thing that Tommy decided to talk about this. I had a really bad day yesterday. And I'm like, yay, you know. And to be fair, his mercies were new to me this morning. I woke up feeling a lot better, and I'm thankful. But, you know, what if they wouldn't have been? You know, and that would have been fine too. How can we accept good things from the hand of the Lord and not bad? That's what Job said. You know, and sometimes the day's a bad day, and we just go, Lord, okay, all right, thanks for the bad day. What do you got going on? You know,
I love that you brought that Corinthians passage to light there, Bob, because that's it in a nutshell, right? Upon salvation, the moment that you had with the Lord when He first became real to you, and you know that God is for you, and you know that who no matter who's against you, that moment was at an all-time lowest point in your life.
Mm.
It all, you know, salvation's always birthed out of a crisis in people's life. So they're at a low moment. So there's that parallel that the next low moment you have, that God's going to
brings your memory right
he's gonna
back
be at
to the rescue.
At his biggest. Yeah, you know, that's what that scripture says. Good. It's like, when awesome. I'm at my lowest, God, then he can be at his biggest.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm being at my biggest, seems that a little part of me is playing God.
Yeah, you think?
You know, and that's what he was telling Paul. You know, you're dependent on me when this thorn is really under your saddle here.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you're up on the mountaintop, you ain't growing. And so it's not always comfortable, and it's not always fun to be in the valley, in the lowlands. Mm. But that's when God grows us. That's when
He's
God
faithful,
grows
man.
Our faith.
We
man.
Bear in His body the afflictions that He bore. Mm. And and here was the afflictions that He bore. He bore our sins. Yeah. And so we have to bear the sins of others. We have to do it. And it wipes us out in the sins of the world around us. But He's faithful, and He shows us His grace in the middle of it. We have a Living Free tonight. On every Thursday night, we have our celebration night. Show up, listen, and worship with us. Yeah. See what Living Free is all about. If you've never been, we're right behind Magnolia Funeral Home. And so we invite you to be there. And Wesley, wrap us up, brother.
Yeah, no, and I just want to give a big shout out to all the local community, the local ministries, and near and far. You know, we had our big conference this past weekend, as Tommy mentioned, on the front end. And there was over 17 or 18 different ministries that were represented there, six different states. We fed 500 meals, just had a big outpouring of love from the whole local community, the sheriff of Alcorn County, the sheriff of Prentice County, local Judge Phelps here, Brandon Quinn, supervisor of schools, a principal, the mayor, you know, just a huge outpouring of support. I know I'm going to forget somebody, but we just want to say thank you for that. It was a blessing to us, and it was so cool just to sit back and see how God has used Living Free Ministries and Tommy's testimony of what God did in his life and how God's really grown that. And it was cool to see everybody to show up in support of that. So just thank you to the local community as far as that goes. Tonight, like Bobby said, we will be at Living Free. We're going to have a meal for you at 6 and have a good speaker to come in. We would love for you to be part of it. We have support groups on Monday nights at 6 o'clock at Living Free's, where we separate with men and women and do support groups there. Then Thursday's a celebration night where we all get together at 6 o'clock. Somebody shares. And then Saturday morning, men's group at 7. If you'd like to be part of those meetings, we would invite anyone who feels the need to come and just join a bunch of folks who's not got life figured out, but looking to the Lord, we invite you. And Bob,
if you're required to have meetings by the state, the state recognizes our meetings, and so we'll sign your papers for you, any of that stuff. And we close with a prayer out of Jude. Pray it for us, Wesley.
Yes. So this is Jude, verse 24 to the end. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. You guys have a good Memorial Day weekend, and we will see you next week.